So, seems to be working, I hope so. We'll see. Hope you can all see me. I've got rather a large bouquet here. A posy, it was going to be a posy, but it just turned bigger and bigger of cow parsley here. So. Now I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I remember as a child getting an annual new outfit. Nothing fancy, but it would be around the time of Whitsuntide. My parents were not churchgoers, but Whitsun was a holiday period recognised by all. As I got older and attended church, I found Whitsunday was known as White Sunday as well. We would all wear white. Often people would get baptised on that day. My eldest daughter is now 40. She's not here, so I can tell her age. There you go. And when she was little, her school would still have a Whitsun festival, where we would all wear white and have a celebration with food and dancing. So here I am, clutching an armful of cow parsley, a flower we would use for decoration. And I noticed in my garden that elder flowers are also just coming out, so a flower also used historically at this time. Whitsun is a time for baptism in the church, and of course 50 days after Easter Sunday, the seventh Sunday after Easter, when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, as we heard about in our reading from Acts. The Holy Spirit that we had been promised would come in our gospel reading. So I looked into all of this. Why, as a child growing up, we had Whitsun and would wear white for this Sunday, and now here I am standing with my red stole on, and we've got red altar cloths. Some of you may know all about this already, but I read that Pentecost, which is what we call this Sunday now in the church, is what this Sunday was originally called. And it was in the 13th or 14th century that people began to call this Sunday Whitsunday, White Sunday, as people would wear white to church to get baptised. And the word wit was linked to the word for wisdom. The disciples, having been empowered by the Holy Spirit, became wise. We heard about that in our reading in Acts. Having been filled with the Holy Spirit, the disciples could speak in many different languages and, of course, went on to do many wonderful things. Our Pentecost Sunday became more commonly known as Whitsun. And then when people began to be allowed time off for celebrations, because often the working people didn't get many recognised days off in their year, the Monday after Whitsun became a bank holiday, a day off, and it became usual to even have a week of festivities. I read of wit walks, white pageants and parades, a joyful time all linked to the church festival day when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's a shame, or maybe that's not even a strong enough word, it is sad that this festival season has lost its place in our society. Until 1972, here in the UK, we had a Whitsun bank holiday on the Monday following Whitsunday. In this bank holiday, that would of course change its calendar day because Whitsunday is not fixed. It's 50 days after Easter Sunday. Well, the government decided it would be better to have a fixed bank holiday for industry, etc., and fixed a Monday bank holiday at the end of May. And Whitsunday became a Sunday to celebrate in the church. But the country lost its connection to this. And Whitsunday in the church has slowly, in my awareness, gone back to being called Pentecost in the church. So there's quite a lot of things to think about. When I read it, I stirred up all sorts of things. Is it a shame that the day has changed its name? We may have preferences, those of us here. We may prefer the fact that this day was celebrated by all, a day to celebrate life. New life seen in the baptisms, the coming of the Holy Spirit, its energy, the sign of new life seen in creation around us, and the fun of dancing, walking, coming together with families and friends. New clothes. Our May Day celebration seemed to me to have become detached from the connection with the church and their biblical texts and reasons for them. But of course, this is still a big day in the church. And we do have our symbols of the Holy Spirit in our churches. Today, as I said, I'm wearing my red stole. Red symbolising energy, joy and life. On my stole I have water, the symbol of the Holy Spirit and purification coming from baptism and through the ongoing presence of the Holy Spirit with us. I have fire and flames, which we read about in that reading of Acts, the Holy Spirit appearing like tongues of fire above the disciples' head. The movement of all these showing the Holy Spirit is wind, like the power of the wind that covered the land during the creation that we read about in Genesis at the beginning of time. Lots of symbols of the Holy Spirit. And I've read that there's about 100 different names of the Holy Spirit in the Bible and 50 different actions of the Holy Spirit, probably more. Even in our gospel reading today, Jesus says 7 different things about the Holy Spirit. Jesus says he will be an advocate. He will speak on our behalf. He will tell the truth. He will give proof. He will give declarations. He will guide us. He will glorify Jesus. And we heard in the Acts of the Apostles that the Holy Spirit will empower us as he did the apostles. To be honest, the Holy Spirit did startle them. It surprised them, but gave them courage to go out. The energy took some getting used to, I am sure. And of course, the Holy Spirit brings peace, as we see in the symbol of a dove, which each of you got when you came in, a little dove. The dove that came and hovered over Jesus when he was baptized. And it was a dove that Noah received a sprig of olive, a branch from in the floods. The Holy Spirit brings peace. The many characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Well, Jesus, when he was walking here on earth, he was a human being, but also divine. But he could not reach so many people. And he says in his gospel reading today that we had, that he had to go back so he could send this more powerful presence of God here on earth that could spread everywhere. And we've heard him talking in these last few weeks in our Bible readings about how he was really trying to prepare the disciples for his return to the heavenly realm. And he tells them today that they will not be left alone. We will not be left alone. The Holy Spirit that came upon the disciples on that first Pentecost day in full strength is with us now here on earth. The tremendous power that is both fire, wind, peace and joy. The Holy Spirit that has been active on the earth since the beginning of time was then released in full power for all people on that day. To be honest, thinking about this, the Holy Spirit cannot be contained in one Sunday of celebrations, one bank holiday, one festival day in the church, or even one week of celebrations. It cannot and should not. Today, Pentecost is our official day of celebration, but every day is a day to celebrate its power amongst us, its presence, to rejoice and give thanks that God is always with us. We need to remember that daily. I hope that little token of the Holy Spirit, that little dove that you take home, can remind you of that. Keep it somewhere that you will see it, a daily reminder. Let us see that what we can do. Let us see what we can do as individuals, as a church, when we encourage the Holy Spirit to work through us. We may feel a little startled, as the apostles were, with what we're being asked to do, excuse me, but we will be encouraged and empowered by the Holy Spirit, this awesome presence. Amen.